With 90.3 KEDM, I'm Bob Lennox. Louisiana's 5th Congressional District votes for a new representative on October 19th. The election will decide who serves the remainder of Rodney Alexander's unexpired term. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo is running for the office. We spoke with him following a recent forum. Mayor, as far as this election and a shortened campaign, how do you focus on some of the outlying areas? What is your plan? What is your mission to be able to speak to those voters?
Well, first of all, there are 24 parishes, and there are 15 to 16 parishes in which I have name recognition. They're in the Monroe media market, so they are aware of who Jamie Mayo is and the type of things that we've done here in the city of Monroe. It's just a fast run, you know, until October the 19th, because the way everything was set up, it was such that it only gave one person the advantage. And so the rest of us are having to do everything that we possibly can. We don't have the advantage of sitting down, getting together and planning, that type of thing. We're on the run. And so we're getting our message out to those 15, 16 parishes about look what we've done in Monroe. We're in the best financial shape in the city's history. We've built a new airport. We've built a state-of-the-art public safety center. Also a river market, and we've done quite well in economic development, because that's what it's all about, the creation of jobs. And there are other things too, other issues like agriculture and healthcare and education that we're dealing with. But also in the other eight parishes, which includes Rapides and Washington, East Feliciana, West Feliciana, St. Helena, and some of the other parishes, Grant, LaSalle, you know, we're doing everything that we can to get down there to introduce ourselves and talk about some of these issues that they have as a parish. So those are the type of thing in this very, very quick race that we're having to do.
And the real focus of your campaign, is it the fiscal aspect? Is it jobs?
Well, the focus of my campaign, number one, is about experience. The fact that I'm a mayor 24/7, I'm grassroots, I'm with the people every day, I'm where the rubber meets the road. It is about the creation of jobs, number one, and it's about the fact that we've had so many successes here in the city of Monroe, and we've been able to fix things here, and if you elect me as your 5th Congressional District candidate, well then we'll do the same thing for the 5th Congressional District. The 5th Congressional District is one of the poorest in the entire United States of America. And some of these philosophies that we have in Washington now is just not going to get us off the bottom. And so I'm innovative, I'm creative, and that is what I'm saying to the people of the 5th Congressional District. Congress is, as we speak now, is at an all-time rating approval level at less than 10%. It has never been that low. So some of the things that's going on there obviously has to stop. We have to do something different. We have to be innovative, creative, and active, and getting our message out that we're going to be movers and shakers, and we're going to do some of the same things that we've done in the city of Monroe. Even though I will be going from the administrative part to the legislative part, I know what it takes to work on the administrative side, so I'll know what it takes to work with my fellow colleagues in Congress as well as the President of the United States. I'm not going to Washington, if elected, to fight the president on every single thing because who the president is. I'm going to build coalitions with my colleagues in Congress as well as the President of the United States.